Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jamie is with us. She is on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline. I will say this like I sent you a text. Your friendship means a ton to me. I so appreciate you reaching out to me last week multiple times. I'm sorry we did not get a chance to hook up. It was certainly a lot, but you know how much it means to me that you come on the show, and even more so that you are my friend and you are someone I can count on. So thank you so much for everything in the last 7-8 days or so.
Chad, I just want you to know I love you. And as someone who's been through similar experiences, I completely understand. It can be very overwhelming. So eventually we have to have that chat, and I hope you're doing okay.
Yes. Yes, I am. And we definitely love that chat because we talked about you a few years ago and everything that you faced. And you did it like you always do, honest, authentic, and coming out of it with just unbelievable memories and love and still respecting everybody and going forward. So let's try to go forward so I don't get back in.
You got it. Whatever you want. This is your show. I'm just here.
I'm trying
living
to.
It with you.
How are your feet, by the way? It made me think. Are the feet, do they feet still stink as bad?
That's
as
quite the turn, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
I actually, you know, it's really funny. I found there is this thing called, what are they called? It's like bare necessities. Barefoot, there's something. Hold on. I actually started using it. Barefoot Scientist. Okay.
Oh.
And it's a whole, like,
impressive.
You know how there's, like, skincare for your face, like if you have acne or you have other stuff,
sure.
And you do, like, the 7-step skincare?
Mm-hmm.
So this is,
yep,
like, a 7-step program for your feet. And I started doing that and washing my socks more regularly, and things seem to be going okay.
Like, what step are you on with your feet right now? If it's a 7-step process.
No, it's like each, well, if I'm going to like work out, whatever. So there's a pure grit that buffs away dead skin cells.
Sure.
There's In the Buff to exfoliate dry, cracked heels and calloused hands. You can use it on both your hands and feet. File Away, keep nails perfectly shaped and smooth. I get pedicures, so I didn't buy into that package of stuff. High Dive to deeply nourish your feet. And then I have these little, like, I was going to say feet socks, foot socks. And they're like, they have gel. They're like cooling gel. I sometimes wear those before bed.
I mean, this is comprehensive.
It's a whole thing. I realized it was an issue. I was proactive, and I've taken my life back.
Well, now you said at one point in this last answer, washing your socks sooner. I mean, how often were you washing your socks before?
No, I'm kind of teasing. You know, we talked about this. I put my tennis shoes in the freezer.
Yeah.
You know, there's just little things. So I started washing all my socks together instead of with my gym clothes. I don't know if it makes a difference, but that's kind of what I started to do.
So when you've had various relationships over the years, at some point do you share with this other individual that, you know?
I have them listen to your show on Tuesday.
Just the open.
Once they hear the open, then they can usually ask questions.
We're good. Yeah. That's
By the way, someone asked me how the dating's going yesterday, and I was like, what dating? Does anyone date during the pandemic?
Well, you did. I mean, you did the Zoom
thing.
Yeah,
kind of. I did online. I don't know. Cases are going up. I'm locking myself in my house. I'm not. I'm done.
So if someone said to you, if a good friend of yours said, Jamie, I have somebody for you. I think he's great. You can Zoom. You can talk on the phone. Are you the mindset right now? No, nothing. Or would you think about it?
I think about that. I feel like I'm at the place like I need someone to vouch for the person. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm tired of the online thing, or like people reaching out through, you know, sliding into the DM or whatever. It's like if somebody can vouch for somebody, sure, then I'm open to it. But if you know,
how about
otherwise,
if we let, how about if we just let listeners vouch for individuals and we would get like a weekly update? I mean, I love the idea. Dan, I know, loves the idea. I want you to say no, though. I want you to say no chance.
Yeah, I don't think so.
No, I think we could hold off on that. Okay, I don't know how many times we do this, but again, your state is ravaged by awful fires again.
I
and
know.
Winds out there the last couple days over 100 miles per hour is frightening.
Well, it's interesting. So on Sunday, I anchored Sunday, which I don't think Minneapolis saw because of football. So I was talking to our meteorologist, Jeff Berardelli, and he said that these were going to be some of the strong, in Northern California, it was going to be some of the strongest winds the state had ever seen, ever. So I think they got up to 90 miles per hour, which are hurricane force winds. Carter Evans on Sunday actually went up to Northern California just to be on standby in case something happened up there. Luckily, nothing did. It sounds like the power companies and things shut off power there. I think what ended up happening is, if I'm reading some things correctly, now, of course, we're very in the preliminary stages of figuring out what happened, but it seems that we thought that the most powerful winds would be in Northern California, and then we wouldn't get the Santa Ana winds in Southern California for 24 hours later. What ended up happening is they also had very powerful winds in Southern California, so the power companies hadn't shut the power off yet, and it sounds like there may have been a power line that snapped, hit the ground, and that's how some of these Southern California ones have started. Now, luckily, Jonathan Vigliotti and I are good friends, and I've been talking to him today, and he said that while a lot of acreages burned and people did have to evacuate, of course, two firefighters in critical condition with firefighting yesterday in those winds got into a dangerous situation, that today things are much better. Mm-hmm. The winds are calm today. They seem to be getting a little bit of an upper hand at this point. So hopefully, fingers crossed, you know, we start turning this around. But yeah, it's just, you know, my brother said, how are you dealing with living out there? And I said, to be honest, I think the nation is dealing with living in an anxiety-filled state. And this is just another layer to add to it right now.
Right, for sure. If I squeeze in a short break, can you hang a little bit longer? Or
of
what's your
course,
story?
Yes.
Perfect. Beautiful. Jamie, by the way, somebody has texted, I use Barefoot Scientist. It works. So there's a group using Barefoot.
I hope I get paid by them.
Yeah. Well, we can. Closer to the third floor, Barefoot Scientist. Let's go. More with our friend Jamie in a matter of moments on CCO. Our friend Jamie Yukis stays with us for a bonus segment. What do you have coming up on the CBS Evening News tonight?
So tonight I am doing a story. It's a nice story. It'll be at the end of the CBS Evening News broadcast of a homeowner in Colorado whose house was in the fire zone. He had to watch from 90 miles away as the fire exploded to 100,000 acres, didn't know, you know, if the house was still standing or not. And so firefighters ended up leaving a very sweet note. The house is still standing, and the homeowner was so touched by the note that he posted it on social media. It's now going viral. I spoke to the firefighters, who are, of course, very, very humble gentlemen, and acted like, you know, this is just what they do every day. But
sure.
It's a touching story. It's very sweet. So that'll be on tonight.
Awesome. As we were preparing for Ask Adam Anything about an hour and 15 minutes ago, We were talking about shapes of states. Really important stuff. Yeah, shapes of states. We determined that Minnesota has a great shape, right?
It
There's
does.
A great shape to the state. I suggested the shape towards the east is almost sexy. It's like a sexy shape. Then we were talking about other states with shapes that
this
stand
is
out.
Really
California.
Weird.
Yeah, I know it's weird. Of course, it's the show. Texas. I think, Dan, didn't you suggest Idaho?
No, that was
underrated.
Adam. That was Adam. That
was Adam.
That, yeah.
Michigan, you know. Then we said the Dakotas, very boring. Colorado, very boring, very just rectangular square. Which state shapes stand out most to you? Because I know you've given this a lot of deep thought.
Yes, I think about this quite often.
Yeah, who doesn't?
I don't know. I always kind of liked Florida. Kind of looked like a gun.
Wow.
Like I like the shapes that remind me of other things, like tangible things.
Louisiana, the boot state.
Yeah, I like it, like a little boot. I think Minnesota's cute because it's like a little hat.
Yes. Well, okay. Speaking of that, you when you were here had just an endless list, not a list, but an endless amount of just great hats that you would wear in everyday life, that you would wear on TV. Where are all of your winter hats at this point?
They're in a Rubbermaid container in my closet. I still pull them out every once in a while. And some of them, you know, the more when temperatures are moderate, I have a whole section of hats for, you know, California winter. Some people have belts. Some people like shoes. I like a hat.
About how many hats do you think you have still?
I probably still have about – I'm also a baseball cap fan, so like when I'm running and, you know, at the beach or whatever. And then I have a number of sun hats when I drive my convertible, if you want to play the la-ti-da.
Oh, I know. That's a reminder. See, because I'm still at home and Dan's there, we haven't hooked up the la-ti-da.
You haven't figured that out.
But that's on me because I've raised it. It's classic. Dan will back this up. I'll say we should work on it. Normally that means if I say we should work on it,
that means
somebody
Dan
else
needs to do it.
Yeah. And I do that in the rest of life too. So
I'm aware. I probably have like 10 to 15 hats.
Nice. Okay. Now a serious one. So Leslie Stahl sits down with the president. Norm O'Donnell sits down with Joe Biden. They both then sat down with the VP nominees also. To the shock of no one, the president did not like questions. It became a thing where the president released some of the interview. 60 Minutes defended what they did. Leslie's interview ran. The numbers were enormous, then pathetically and in a disgusting way. I'm reading the last 24 hours where family members of Leslie Stahl have received death threats. It's just atrocious. You're allowed to disagree. You're allowed to feel like people are treated unfairly. I get it, but just going to these levels of criminality is indefensible. What was it like at CBS last week when all of a sudden CBS, in this case, like a lot of media outlets, but in this case it was CBS, was in the eye of the storm once again from the president and his supporters?
I think everyone, you know, we were all made aware of what was going on, and CBS immediately put out a statement. I'm somebody who grew up watching 60 Minutes, and Leslie Stahl is one of the most respected journalists. I thought it was actually quite interesting to watch every network, including cable, including Fox News, did not release any part of that 60 Minutes interview based on the agreement that had been made between 60 Minutes and the White House. So the networks actually upheld it, where the White House did not release it. And I saw a number of people online saying, why are they making it so hard to find? And it's because there was an agreement put in place between the White House and CBS News about this type of thing. This segment of interviewing the president and the presidential candidates has been going on for decades at CBS News, and has always, you know, there's always been an agreement about releasing of footage and talking points and that kind of thing. And so I was actually very impressed by all the other networks that they did not release any of it before it aired on 60 Minutes. They may have talked about it, but they didn't release the actual video. I can tell you, Chad, with what you just brought up, I just want people to understand this is a job that I really love. But my family is really scared that next week I'm going to Arizona to cover the election. My brother wanted to make sure that security was being hired. Arizona, of course, the only state in this country where a female congresswoman was gunned down in a parking lot. I don't think it's being unreasonable to say that journalists right now, I've talked to many of my colleagues and friends in the business, and we're nervous. There's a lot of anxiety and tension and anger on both sides. So I'm not saying that it's on any one side. But when the president, even as early as this morning or as recently as this morning, says that, you know, the media is a bunch of losers, the tone and the rhetoric is, it's concerning, not just to me, but to my family.
It's absolutely dangerous for your family. For all of us who love you, get that security team, okay?
Just
be
smart
about that. Okay. Love you. And
love you,
thank
too.
You
I miss
for
you.
Coming on. Okay. We'll talk
thinking
soon.
About you.
Jamie
Yukes. Okay.
We are so, so lucky to have her on the show. And if she is your friend, she will do anything for you. And I greatly appreciate that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.